You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to your Giants News Roundup for Thursday, January 13th. I'm Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. The big news for Wednesday was that Giants co-owner John Mara spoke to media following the retirement of Dave Gettleman and the Tuesday firing of head coach Joe Judge. Mara had a lot of interesting things to say during a press conference that lasted nearly 20 minutes. He was at times testy about questions regarding the roles of some of his family members in the Giants front office. At other times, he was pretty somber and reflective about the state of the franchise. Said that this was the most embarrassed that he's ever been about the state of the Giants following five straight losing seasons. Also said that in terms of his family members, he said that he does not believe that his brother Chris and his nephew Tim McDonald, who are members of the front office, exert any undue influence in the front office, and that all personnel decisions are made by the head coach and the general manager and not by anyone else. Rather than me going on and telling you all about what Mara said on Wednesday, why don't I play for you some clips from his press conference. What follows here is about 5 minutes worth of John Mara speaking to media on Wednesday afternoon.
John, you made two big changes this week. Changes again. Why should Giants fans believe you will get it right this time?
Well, I haven't given them any reason to believe that, Bruce. It's up to me to make the right choices, up to Steve and I to make the right choices going forward to earn back their trust. And that is not going to be an overnight process. That's going to take some time. But it starts with getting the general manager pick done correctly, and then with hiring the right head coach. So that's going to be a process that we're going to have to earn their trust again. And as I said, that's not going to happen overnight.
Hey, John, I'm curious if there was a last straw for Joe Judge, and where, if anywhere, does that 11-minute address, where, as you well know, you know, he took some, you know, veiled shots at your former coach and also a division opponent, obviously.
I mean, obviously I wasn't thrilled with that particular press conference, but I can't say there was one specific act that was the last straw. It was just a culmination of things. We just got to a point where I thought we had dug ourselves a hole so deep that I didn't see a clear path to getting out of it unless we completely blew it up and started all over again with a new general manager and a new head coach. I still think that there is a really good head coach inside of Joe Judge. I just felt like, given where we are right now, on the verge of bringing in a new general manager, we have to give that person the flexibility to bring in the head coach that he wants. And I think that was a large part of the decision here in making a change. I just felt like we really needed to just start from the ground up again.
Hey, John, you know, as you referenced, you fired a lot of people over the last couple of years. But what do you say to the fact that your brother is still senior vice president of player personnel, your nephew's co-director of player personnel, and there's a perception that there isn't really accountability for family members who have had prominent roles during this stretch?
Well, that perception has been created by you and others. And the reality is that in terms of my brother spends most of his time doing evaluation of college players. His grades go into our system and he participates in the draft. All personnel decisions in this building, and this has always been the case, have been made by the general manager and the head coach. When they agree on a personnel decision, they come to me with it, and as long as they're both in agreement, I okay it. The only times I would possibly not do that is if there was an off-the-field conduct issue. So Chris is a very skilled evaluator, but he does not have any authority here other than the fact that I will go to him on occasion and ask him about players. Tim is probably the most respected guy we have in this building. Coaches, front office staff, the general manager go to him, ask his advice on players because he is a good evaluator. He's worked his way up from the bottom and he's earned his stripes. He does not have any authority here. The personnel decisions have always been made and will always be made by the general manager and the head coach. If they agree on a draft pick, on a UFA, then I'm going to okay it 99.99% of the time. The only time I will raise an issue about it is if there is a conduct issue. I'll question them about it. I'll make them defend their positions, and I'll make sure that they're on the same page. But at the end of the day, if they're in agreement, then that's the decision we're going with.
Hey, John, curious, is this your lowest moment in your association with the Giants? I mean, is this as embarrassed as you've been about the franchise?
Honestly, I would have to say yes. Yes, it is. I kept thinking during the season that we had hit rock bottom, and then each week it got a little worse. So honestly, I'm not proud of saying this, but if I'm going to be 100% honest, I would have to say the answer is yes.
You say Chris doesn't have any authority, but he was one of only three people, along with yourself and Steve, interviewing your first GM candidate. And my question is about, do you think you, Chris, and other family members need to take a step back from the football operations and dramatically change the way you operate on a daily basis in order to see this fixed?
Well, what we need to do is to hire the right general manager to oversee the football operations, and that's what this process is about. I mean, you make it sound like we're having undue influence on the football operations here. I've said this repeatedly. For whatever reason, you guys keep asking me about it. It's the general manager and the head coach that are most important people in this building in terms of making personnel decisions. Chris is in those interviews because he's part of ownership, and I value his opinion. I value his skills, and I want him in there. At the end of the day, I'll listen to him, but it'll be Steve Tisch and myself who make the final decision.
All right, Giants fans, that was Giants co-owner John Mara discussing a number of topics relating to the retirement of Dave Gettleman, the firing of Joe Judge, the future of the franchise, the roles of his brother Chris and his nephew Tim McDonald, in the Giants front office. A couple of other notes for you quickly. Just a reminder that the Giants search for a general manager is ongoing. The Giants completed interviews on Wednesday with Joe Schoen, assistant GM of the Buffalo Bills, and Adrian Wilson, a former NFL player who is in the personnel department of the Arizona Cardinals. Giants are scheduled to conduct two more interviews today. One with Quentin Harris, another personnel executive in Arizona, and one with Ryan Poles, an up-and-coming executive with the Kansas City Chiefs. Stick with Big Blue View as we keep you up to date on all of that at BigBlueView.com and here on Big Blue View Radio. Thank you, as always, for listening. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Stay safe out there, take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.